This is the Your Vote, Your Voice Election 2020 podcast. Keep it tuned to 1030 The Voice for everything Election 2020. Local and national races, all the updates. Election 2020 lives on 1030 The Voice. Trusted local news and talk.
Hey, welcome to Steve Spain. He's running for Pima County Board of Supervisors in District 1. Stephen, good morning.
Good morning, Chris. Good to see you in studio.
Good to see you, sir. So I listened to your debate with Mr. Buckmaster and your opponent on Friday, and I thought you did a nice job.
Thank you.
And I love when we start talking. I saw a Rex Scott Facebook ad that said, Steve's against fixing the roads, using the Chuck Huckleberry PAYGO program. Please explain why this is ludicrous, as we say in Spaceballs, ludicrous speed.
Mm-hmm. Well, for starters, PAYGO's been shelved. PAYGO's been deferred for a year, so there is no such thing as PAYGO this year.
Right.
It was fascinating to me. And I'll admit to you right here on the air, during that debate, he starts coming out with all this PAYGO stuff, and I'm going, wait a minute, PAYGO's dead, isn't it? What the heck? And wanted to make sure I had my facts straight before I went back and responded to any of that. But I'm going, that came out of left field. And it did, because PAYGO has been deferred for this fiscal year. PAYGO is, it's short for pay as you go. It is a financing plan. It is not anything that's got any teeth that says, yes, we're going to put money on roads. It's an overall approach to capital financing that the board can mess with at any point along the way and shift priorities. And there are two really big problems with PAYGO that really upset me and that I hit really hard early on in the campaign. First problem with PAYGO is that it's all about short-term debt. It's about allowing Chuck Huckleberry to issue these COPs, these certificates of participation, which is basically expensive money. We're going to spend money to borrow money, to do things that we should be doing with the money we already have. That's what PAYGO is.
That's right? True.
It's an expensive way. It's just a way of adding cost for the county, for the taxpayers, right? Instead of doing what we should be doing with the funds we already have.
The real pay-as-you-go should be taking a proper chunk out of the general fund revenue and your HERF dollars, which are still massive.
Uh-huh. That's the other big problem with PAYGO, is that over the course of 5 to 10 years, PAYGO is set to, and this could change at any point, as soon as there's a new building they want to buy, some new set of soccer fields they want to build, some pie in the sky shiny object they want to chase, then they can just funnel the funds to that and the roads go away. But as it had been written, because remember, it's dead for this year, the way it had been written, over 5 to 10 years, PAYGO would have spent less than our HERF funds in 1 year. It should be going to the roads, right? So it's a token effort at best. And for him, it is so disingenuous.
Well, it's either he's disingenuous or he just shows his utter ignorance. It's one or the other.
Column A, column B. Take
your pick. But let's say you're right. So HERF dollars probably right now in the last year or so has got to be somewhere between HERF VLT has got to be somewhere between 90 and 100 mil.
It's over 100.
Okay.
Should be. I mean, granted, with COVID and people driving a little bit less, that may filter out, but should be well over 100 mil at this point.
And so if they actually spent the PAYGO plan of using these COPS certificates of participation, mm-hmm. you might talk 150 mil over 10 years.
If you're lucky.
Right. I totally agree with that. Now, if you spent 150 million on over 10 years, it's $1 billion problem, our roads.
Well,
then those roads will get worse, the ones that you fix in the first year.
Because when you go back just 5 years, Pima County was only at, I think around 53 to 55% of the roads were poor or failed 5 years ago. Now we're at 70, because we haven't been doing the maintenance that we need to do. So if you just make that joke of a token effort, and you know, one of the things that really upsets me when I've had these debates with Rex is you hear him come out with Chuck Huckleberry's baloney lines. I'll not use the word I want to use, but baloney lines that he has buried in his memos, right? It's the Chuck Huckleberry line that he's parroting, and it's baloney. It's lies. It's falsehoods that Chuck uses to shuffle the money. You know, you talk about the general fund, you talk about the money that we already have. We're in the midst of a pandemic. This would be the time to tap into your emergency reserves. This would be the time for the county to have tightened its belt. This year, the county budget that they passed during the pandemic, this happened in June, they passed a budget that will add $7 million to the general fund reserve this year instead of curtailing the spending, right? We've got our priorities so backwards, so wrong. And Rex is worried about PAYGO. Come on. Look at what's in front of you. You know, especially considering that PAYGO is dead for this year, he is so wrong on every bloody issue, and that's just further evidence. He would be an economic disaster for Pima County, no question.
Well, and then you have a Democrat board that wants to keep this place locked down. When I saw the pathetic Romero-Valadez letter, and they said, we're going to do this until we overcome the virus.
What does that even mean? You look at, as you were mentioning earlier in the last hour, hospitalizations are down to next to nil.
Right.
Deaths are plummeting. We've got people getting sick, no question. I don't want to see anybody get sick. I don't want to see anybody die from this.
And it's a totally different strand of this thing than it was 5 months ago.
Exactly. You know what? It's looking like we may very well have a very close family friend who's got it right now. And it's basically, if that's what it turns out to be, rough flu, 2-3 days of feeling pretty rough, and he's already on the uptick.
Right.
So at some point, the long-term damage you do, and maybe the way to cast this is, hey, Democrats, guess what you're doing to yourselves? You are curtailing any tax revenue you're going to see for the next 3 years and shooting yourselves in the foot.
So Billy Buck was messaging me earlier that the vice mayor of Tucson said that someone's got to tell by October 20th whether or not they're going to cancel Gem Show or not. Wait till you cancel Gem Show, fools. Please.
Talk about something that's going to hurt Tucson. That's pretty much the city's signature
event. I feel like they're betting on the county and the city for a Biden win, right? Get the Senate, and then there'll be Nancy will get her $5 trillion bailout for all these cities, and then everything will be fine. That's what I think. That I think on the big picture they're waiting for.
Good luck with that. I honestly believe we've reached a point where the American people are starting to see through that kind of stuff.
A big concern that you have, I have, Congressman Schweiker just talked about it, is people turning in their ballots and then also people getting to the bottom of the ballot.
Yeah, that's probably my single biggest concern at this point now that early balloting has begun. There's so much focus on the presidential race. There's still a lot of focus on the Senate race, the House races. I'm concerned that people will fill in those bubbles and not work their way down the ballots and not let their voices be heard. Local matters. Local really does matter. You've got to focus on what's happening in the community. You've got to be focused. And I let's be perfectly fair. The folks who are listening this morning are engaged.
They are.
These are folks who aren't the people I'm worried about. These are folks who are going to be filling out the ballots. I hope if you're in District 1, you better be voting in Spain.
That's why we call them the wakies and not the sleepies.
Exactly. But when you're talking with people, please make sure that you are encouraging folks to do a little bit of digging. Send them over to votestevespain.com, but make sure they're doing some digging and make sure they vote for those local races. It matters so, so much, especially when, like you just said, we've got Ramon. Thank God he's a lame duck at this point, but we got Ramon engaged.
I think next year's board majority is worse. Matt Hines won his race on COVID lockdowns. He was out there on every news station going, President Trump's killing people. President Trump's killing people. I'm a doctor, blah, blah, blah. I don't think he's letting up anytime soon on lockdown. So that's going to be an interesting thing. Hopefully you're going to have to deal with.
It's a challenge I'll confront, but I think we're at a point where the numbers are starting to prove that the lockdowns don't work. And you've even got now the World Health Organization, whether or not you can actually trust them in general. But even they are saying, you know what? We see the reality. It doesn't work.
What is an issue that you've looked at in this county that maybe isn't, like, kind of like, you know, we always talk about the roads, which are unbelievably important. What are some other things out there that, like, when you get in the office in January, you want to tackle?
So I wish this was video. You guys would see the grin on my face right now, because it's funny. It seems like my opponent has come along on an issue that I've been hitting pretty hard from the get-go. And you had a very interesting conversation about this with Frank Antonori several weeks ago when you were talking with him, and that is incorporation.
Right.
And I I bookmarked that one to go back because I want to study what he had to say about how Pima County scuttled. If I recall, this was several weeks ago, but if I recall, it was Vail.
Correct.
And he was working with them trying to get Vail incorporated.
Yep.
And Chuck threw a ton of resources at scuttling that deal.
Oh, there was misinformation and a lot of fear-mongering. Ray Carroll, quote, Republican, was part of that. It's ugly.
And the objective was to ensure that Pima County could retain that power. That's the big issue here in Pima County. And it is funny. I have hit this long and hard throughout the campaign, and now Rex has figured out this actually makes sense to people, so he's joined the parade on this one, so to speak. The issue is getting the areas, especially in District 1, like Catalina Foothills, like Cortero, like Tortolita, getting these areas to incorporate themselves at minimal to no change in their taxation such that we can take power from Pima County, shrink Pima County government, bring in some of the state shared revenue directly to those areas, and then lower Pima County's tax rate so that within a few years it's a wash.
Right.
It takes some creativity. It's going to take a lot of legwork, but it can be done. And I'm interested in helping make that happen. It will make all of Pima County a better place to live. We've got to get that ball rolling. And when you've got somebody like Chuck who's got the power, doesn't want to let it go, you got to be ready to combat that and make sure that somebody is countering the misinformation and doing so loudly. And I'm happy to do that.
Yeah, it's one of our big problems over the last 25 years is Chuck wants to run a county like a city, right? And the way the game is set up, that doesn't work that way. So not only through bad decisions, but the way the game's set up. That's why it's done so poorly.
Well, it seems to work out okay for Chuck. The rest of us are getting hosed, but well, he's
like
content.
He's not taking a pay cut from his 350 to 400 G's during a pandemic.
No, he seems to be doing just fine.
So right now, you're in the last, 13, 14 days? No.
It's only 3 weeks.
Three weeks of this thing. You still need help, donations, volunteers. You got to push all the way to the end here.
Absolutely. If you're listening and you're willing to reach out, steve@votestevespain.com is a great way to get a hold of me. Love to get you on the mailing list. I admittedly am a bit behind in getting some yard signs out. I got to go back through and make sure we get those out. But definitely, if you're interested at all, please go hit the website and reach out. We'd love to hear from you. Love to get you involved in the campaign. And please keep spreading the word. You know, let folks know what an economic disaster Rex Scott would be. Let folks know that I am the advocate for cutting the taxes in Pima County, for improving the quality of life in Pima County, for making sure that we're responsible with our spend instead of throwing money away the way Chuck has for decades.
If this board goes 4-1 and Steve Christie is the only guy who can't get a second,
God forbid,
then just shut the door on the county.
It's over.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Having the two Steves together gives a glimmer of hope of fixing the place.
And, you know, I'm looking forward to working with Supervisor Christie. He and I have had some great conversations. He has indeed been supporting me. I'm supporting him in this race. I look forward to that.
If we revert to a mono Steve system, we're in trouble.
Yeah.
We're in real big trouble because Rex Scott is going to follow along. He's a bureaucrat.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he's an elementary. He's a school bureaucrat. This is not leadership. This is being a bureaucrat. He's a bureaucrat.
He's a politician.
Yep,
every bit of it. And you look at the way he's using his consultants in this race. He is very much a politician trying to get back into politics. He has been there before. Then he spent time working in the schools. Now he's trying to get back into politics. I'm sorry.
When he thought he had a primary, he would get himself booked on the show and ask to come on. But once things got hot and heavy, he doesn't want to come on the show because he knows whatever he has is not going to stand up on the show.
That's the problem, is the arguments he has. And, you know, it's funny how he likes to accuse me of running a negative campaign. I've still yet to hear from Mr. Scott any kind of plan to improve the quality of life, improve the situation, improve our status here in Pima County. He likes to attack me, and then he likes to attack me some more, and then he likes to parrot some Chuck Huckleberry lies, and then he likes to attack me. He hasn't said what he's going to do. I've been very clear about that from day one, from the primary, talking about the things that are my objectives to improve what happens here in Pima County to make it better for all of us.
Remember What Would Jesus Do, the WWJD bracelets, right?
Oh, yeah.
He has a WCTM. That's his, What Chuck Tells Me. All right, votestevespain.com if you want to get a yard sign, donate, volunteer, and vote. First of all, do not leave your ballot on the kitchen table, and vote all the way down to the bottom. Because I also need some no's on some propositions.
Well, yeah, the propositions, some of them are in the back.
Correct.
You need to turn it over, folks.
Oh, that's true.
Yes.
You are correct. So, all right, Steve, good luck. Go back to work.
I appreciate it. Good to see you, Chris. Thanks.
Same here. VoteStevespain.com.